Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me. This is the Brew Bra Podcast. This is where we'll be talking about kind of two things that kind of go hand in hand, which is beer and hip hop. This is the first episode here, so just kind of tweaking everything here. So, you know, hopefully you enjoy. So let's get into it here. So the past weekend I did go up to Duluth, Minnesota here, and they have a couple of breweries there. Well, I have quite a few of them there. I was only able to visit two of them. One is Blacklist Brewing, which is on 211 East 2nd Street in Duluth there. And then also Canal Park Brewing, which is 300 Canal Park Drive in Duluth, Minnesota. So just kind of going down the line here. So visit the Blacklist Brewing. When got a flight, just kind of, you know, what you will kind of do when you're not knowing what type of beer you want to drink from there. And I did get a flight of four. I'm only going to preview three of them because the fourth one was utterly disgusting. Just being real about that. So the first one was the single. The flavor you will get from there, which is it's a citrusy type of brew. Kind of something that I would do like in the summertime, you know, just kind of chilling, you know, out with friends, you know, that type of deal there. For that brew, I kind of gave it a 1 through 5 rating there. I gave it a 5. I really did enjoy it. So that's the reason I gave that there. The next one that I tried was the Classic Wit. That one was a light, a smooth, a fruity, and a sweet flavor to it. It did have sort of an aftertaste. I'm kind of a person that don't like that lingering aftertaste, and it kind of had that there. So that's why I kind of gave it a point less. So I gave it a 4. I'm just kind of like a person that, you know, likes light, no aftertaste, you know, minimum IBUs, that type of deal there. And all three of these beers did have that there. So the next one, well, the last one from the Blacklist Brewery is the Magrut Wit. The flavor with that was also a light, a sweet, a fruity, a smooth taste. It didn't have too much of an aftertaste. It kind of went away, kind of lingered, then it kind of went away. I did end up giving that also a 4. But, you know, my go-to one from this brewery would be the single. It is a very, seemed like a very intimate type of brewery. They do have games there, little board games and stuff like that. They did have a big TV with football on it that day. It was a Sunday that I went, so that's why football was on. I do recommend going to this brewery, just kind of checking it out. Looks like they do have live music, trivia during the week there, so you kind of want to maybe check the website and then kind of go from there. So the next place that I did go to was the Canal Park Brewery. So they kind of had a lot of hoppy beer. Again, that's really not my thing there. So what I did end up tasting was the Ankle Deep. The flavor with that was also a light, a clean, a deep, a smooth type of brew. It didn't have really that much of an aftertaste there. It was one there, but it didn't linger. I did enjoy this one here, so I actually gave it a 5. So I did enjoy, I enjoyed the place also. You're able to get food there. They had multiple TVs in, they had kind of like two sections there, like the bar section and then also the restaurant section. So in the bar section, they had, you know, multiple TVs that you can sit there. And once again, like I said, it was a Sunday, so I was able to watch the game. It was a Viking game that day. It's, the food is very good there. The Juicy Lucy's there. I would recommend that. It is right there by Lake Superior, so you can kind of, you know, in the summer months, you know, kind of take your beer outside on the patio there and just kind of look at the water, that type of deal there. So getting into the Today in Hip Hop. Well, Today in Hip Hop, Nas, Nasty Nas, Nas Escobar, he dropped Stillmatic. It was his fifth studio effort. It was actually this date in 2001. This album, Nas was more on his conscious side. He kind of went back to that storytelling style like Illmatic. It features the song that, the all-time diss song that everybody debates even to this day. Was it the hardest? You know, did it destroy Jay-Z and stuff like that? Ether. To me, the beats, the rhymes on that song there, you just didn't think Nas was going to come out like that. You thought it was kind of, he was kind of over after the takeover on Jay-Z's album there. But him coming out with this and then just, he did kind of murk him on there. I'm just going to be honest with that. And I'm a fan of Nas, so I'm a little biased, I guess. But my favorite songs off of that album would be Ether, of course. One Mic, Destroy, Rebuild, excuse me. Second Childhood, Rewind, and The Flyest featuring AZ. So he kind of took it back to Illmatic again, because AZ was featured on Illmatic, Life's a Bitch, one of my favorite Nas' songs. So he kind of took it back there, and it was a hit. And then the other albums that dropped on this date would be T.I.'s Trouble Man, Heaviest Ahead. First and foremost, I'm a fan of the cover. It's like that black exploitation type theme there. I'm a real fan of that. I'm a fan of the genre from back in the day there too. This album actually came out in today, 2012. This one marked T.I.'s 8th album at the time. At the time, T.I. was going through some legal issues, probation violation. This marked his maturity, a lot of introspect. He, at this time, he had the reality show with Tiny. He had, you know, tracks by Pharrell, No ID, Jazzy Faye. Appearances by Lil Wayne, Andre 3 Stacks, Pink. A$AP Rocky was on here also. My favorite cuts from this album would be the introduction, Dope. Yeah, the Marvin Gaye sample along in there. So it's dope. Right speakers there, it really beats. Trap Jumpin', Sorry, featuring Andre 3 Stacks. Can You Learn, featuring R. Kelly. And Ball, featuring Lil Wayne. And it really had that New Orleans feel to it, because it seemed like it's sampled that Trigger Man by the Show Boys. So it's really like a hype song, really get the club jumping, you know, that Those are my favorite cuts off of that album. And last but not least, the Rough Riders, Ride or Die in the R That We Trust, came out in 2001 on this date. This album featured pairings with Rough Rider crew and Southern artists like Ludacris, David Banner, Bubba Sparks. Even had the West Coast flavorings, which is detailed on the song East Side Riders, which was the East Siders that was on that track there. The Rough Rider collaborative albums was always fire, you know, always the bomb there. My favorite cuts off of that album is Dirty, They Ain't Ready. That is Bubba Sparks and Jadakiss. The East Side Riders, that's featuring the East Siders. Rock Bottom, that is Dragon. And it just, the beat is just, it's so Southern. It's got Juvenile on it also. It's so Southern, it's got the marching band on there. So if you're a fan of that marching band type of vibe, that's a good song there for you. So those are the albums that came out on this date, December 18th. So like I said, this is the first podcast for the Brew Bra here. So like I said, I'm just doing some tweaking here, seeing what goes here, what doesn't, what I like and what I don't like. I'm going to post this up. You know, just kind of give me your review here, input, all of that there, and I will take that in consideration and make changes as needed. Thank you for joining me. Have a nice day.